Welcome back. I'm Harvey Hyde. You're listening to our Coors Sports Epic Show, and now it's time to feature one of the top football programs in the country. That's Notre Dame football, and again, one of the top people who know Notre Dame football is Frank Pomerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. And before we get to Frank, let's thank our sponsor for this segment, and that's Station Casinos, their STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet race and sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations by just going to, go to stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. Frank Pomerico, good evening to you. You were worried about Navy. You came out of there in good shape, buddy.
Yes, Coach, we did. There was some very interesting things that happened that weekend. It was a night game, and it started sleeting and kind of snowing. And by the end of the night, it was getting colder. The next morning, Coach, we had 8 inches of snow. And by the time it all ended, we had about 9 or 10. So it was an exciting weekend. And to start off this week, the sun came out with the snow very bright. It was a very beautiful scene. If I get a chance, I thought I might have sent you some pictures, but if I get a chance, I'll send you some new ones.
I got the pictures. I went in my closet, put a jacket on, and I said, I'm glad I'm where I'm at, and I wish you the best of luck, buddy. But you sent me some pictures of the rain coming down in the stadium also, and James sent me a picture at the same time. But I tell you, it was a great setting for you, and you didn't allow that to bother you with a 49-10 victory over Navy.
Coach, Navy gave everything they had, but their number one player, Blake Horvath, who had almost 1,000 yards rushing, and he had almost 1,200 yards passing. He was out for the game. He was their quarterback. The second-team player, Woodson, did a good job. He didn't throw for very much yardage. He was 3 for 8 for 22 yards, but he ran for 101 yards and a TD. They gave everything they have like they do every time you play the academies, but they just didn't have enough juice to compete against Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame would have won if Horvath played as well. It's just the score wouldn't have been as widespread. It might have been a few less touchdowns because they probably would have chewed up more time on the clock. When it was all said and done, Notre Dame had a little bit more time of possession than Navy, which is unusual. But Navy, again, it's a great spectacle to see the cadets walking around town, walking around the campus. But when it came down to the real rushing yardage, Love had 13 carries and 94 yards. And, Coach, one play was a spectacular play on his part. He got rolled over, but his tail or his knee never hit the ground. And he just bounced up with a whole bunch of Navy people around him, and he kept going. There was no whistle. And he goes for 50 yards for a touchdown. So that was a bit of an unusual play. But besides that play, Navy had held him to about 44 yards in 12 carries. So all told, though, the Irish had 502 yards total offense. C.J. Carr did a fabulous job. He was 13 for 16 for 218 yards and 3 TDs. Coach, for the year, C.J. Carr has 2,275 yards passing and 19 touchdowns with only 4 interceptions. So for a freshman, he is doing a great job. And Gino Guiduli, which we're calling now the quarterback whisperer, is doing a great job. He is a class act himself, and I think he down the road will be a good head coach someplace. But right now, he's doing a great job with C.J. Carr.
You know, Frank, we've been talking about it at the beginning of the season after they lost their first two games, that they couldn't lose another game. And now they basically control their own destiny. They have 3 games left, Pitt, of course, Syracuse, and then Stanford. Your thoughts about this coming week, and it's on the road.
Coach, it's a pivotal game. I say that every week, but it really is because Notre Dame has 2 losses. I was talking with James Amade about this. He's concerned about the passing attack. Heinchel from Pitt has thrown for almost 1,600 yards and 13 touchdowns. He's a good runner as well. And their second-team quarterback is a strong passer as well. So they have the makings of a real problem for Notre Dame. They have three or four really good runners. They're not big backs, but they are really shifty and quick. They have really good receivers. Johnson, number two, Williams, number five, and Hicks, number three, all have caught well over 30 catches for the season. So there is going to be some challenging play this weekend when they play Pitt. We're playing at Pitt. The weather should be pretty decent, but Pitt is averaging about 302 yards per game passing and 124 rushing. So we're well over 400 yards per game, and they play a good schedule. They're playing teams like North Carolina State. They play Syracuse. They play Florida State. So they're playing good teams, and I think Notre Dame has to be aware of this. They can't take this game lightly. They have the firepower on offense to score, and coach on defense. Pat Narduzzi's background is being the defensive coordinator at Michigan State some 12 years ago, and he's a guy that always has his defense moving. There's blitzing. They have great linebackers, the three great linebackers of Lovelace, Biles, and Lewis. All three are leading the team in tackles. They can move, they can stick, and they can cover. So Notre Dame is going to have some issues going into this game. They have to play at their top level in order to win this game. If they slack off just a little bit, it could come down to a kicking game. They have their kicker, Bukowski, is a 90% field goal kicker, and he hits from some good distance. So Notre Dame has got to be careful in this game. They have all the firepower and all the makings of a possible upset. Notre Dame is expected to win 77% to like 23%. But, you know, you can throw those stats out the window. They have big, strong offensive line, a quick defense that's going to keep coming after you. And I think they want to win the game because they're 7-2 as well. And if they can get another win, they have other games that could really set them up to get in the playoffs. I'm talking about Pitt. They play against Miami, Georgia Tech, and Syracuse. So they have some good games to play yet. And I think, you know, Pitt has got a lot to lose as well. So Notre Dame has everything to lose if they lose this game, because they won't make the playoffs if they lose. So I look for Notre Dame to win, but I think it's not going to be as easy as some people may think.
You know, Frank, it's very interesting, too, as far as the 12-team playoffs. I know Notre Dame wants to make the playoffs, and probably if they don't lose, they're going to make the playoffs because of the rankings. But I think a lot of emphasis is that Notre Dame wants to play at home in the opening game.
Well, you know, that's a big factor, too. Last year when we played against Indiana, it was our home field, and it was about 20 degrees. And Notre Dame is used to walking around in 20 degrees as opposed to teams from down south. If you're bringing a Texas team up here, or if you're bringing some of the Georgia teams, or one of those teams from the warm weather climate, and they come up here and have to compete in 20-degree weather, which could be snowing, it could be 20 degrees. I mean, there's all kinds of possibilities. It also, Coach, we've had Christmases with 65 degrees. Now, I don't think that'll happen, but you never can tell. But I would say Notre Dame would have an advantage if they are playing at home in the first round of the playoffs, which will be awesome.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Notre Dame really never has a road game, Frank. Now, let's face it. They never have a road game. No matter where Notre Dame goes, you fill the stadium and people get in the stadium no matter where it is. But again, as you say, they control their own destiny, and it's going to be important on how they play against Pitt and then take on Syracuse and then take on Stanford.
Yes, Coach. I think the three remaining games are crucial. I think Pitt is the toughest game in these three. I think Stanford's coming on. They won't be there for another year or two. And Syracuse, without Angeli, who was the leading passer in the country when he got hurt, I think it's unfortunate for him because I'm sure he wanted to play against Notre Dame. But Syracuse has some good players. I just don't think they have the chemistry right now to play against a good team like Notre Dame, who is really firing on all cylinders in the last couple of games. So we'll see how the cream comes to the top and how Notre Dame can play this week against Pitt at Pitt. Now, Coach, there's a lot of there is a lot of Notre Dame fans and Notre Dame alumni in the Pittsburgh area. When you talk about quarterbacks, we've had Terry Hanratty from that area. We've also had people like Tommy Clemens from that area, Joe Montana. These are all guys that played in Western Pennsylvania and around Pittsburgh. So it's going to be fun to see all those Irish fans come out in the same stadium that the Steelers play in. And the game is on ESPN at 12 o'clock. And it should be a good game. The weather should be decent. So it'll be a fun game to watch.
Well, Frank, again, I always thank James, because without James, we don't have really the inside information of what's going on. He sends me pictures from the stadium before the game, and he gives us help during the week. And, of course, Frank, I thank you so much, because you're a Notre Dame graduate, a captain at Notre Dame, a 1973 national championship captain. You've done it all, and I know what Notre Dame means to you and your family and also to the football program itself. So, again, I want to thank you for joining us here, and I want to wish you the best of luck this weekend.
Coach, just a quick shout-out to Mike Spatola in North Carolina, who listens to our show every week and is a huge Notre Dame fan. Mike, thanks for your support. But, Coach, thank you. Thanks for having me on, and I look forward to talking about the Irish next week, hopefully with a big win and heading towards the playoffs.
Thank you very much. And, Mike, I shout-out to you, too. Tell your friends, if they want to find out Notre Dame football, do it with us on Tuesday evenings here. And, again, thank you for listening. Frank, we want to thank Station Casinos, our sponsor every Tuesday and Wednesday night for our Notre Dame football report. They say SDN Sports app is where you should go, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in the state of Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across the state. Visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. I also want to mention, if you got to rent a car or truck when you're in the great city of Las Vegas, or if you live in Las Vegas, go to Budget Car and Truck Rental locally. Call 702-736-1212. So buckle up. When we come back, let's highlight our local football team. That's the Rebels from UNLV with Mark Wallington. So buckle up, everyone. They're playing at home against Utah State on Saturday. Mark will give us the update on everything. You're listening to Coors, our sponsor for our college show tonight and high school show tonight. I'm Harvey Hyde. We'll be right back.